scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, motherfucking moan, whatever you want to do.
Bend your heels and hold on tight.
Shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Where the fuck is my notes? Or there's the ever-present third possibility. You're aware of it already. You are wrong, and I am right. Fuck you, and fuck the horse you rode in on. Greetings, my friends. Greetings, my enemies. Greetings, people who've never heard of me before, and you don't know where you are yet. It's all okay, man, because we're going to smash the binary, right? Yes, exactly. I am the Great One himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, and this is Stating the Obvious Podcast, the weapons platform. I launched the cruise missile on my intellect. Focus in on this stupid motherfucking statist all around the world. Thanks to the magic of the internet, I can now make fun of statists on the other side of the planet if I so choose, because they love to get on the internet and talk about how if there would be government, there would be no roads. Oh, there'd be no roads. How would I get my iPhone if there were no roads? Alright, what's up, y'all? It's been a while since we recorded an episode here. I am the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. 10 years of podcasting. Fuck you. In the control room on the other side of the glass over there is Randy. She is lovely. She is adorable. She's a sound engineer. She's also here to keep me on track, which is a pretty difficult task. Especially at 9... No, it's... Oh, God, it's only 8 o'clock. Especially at 8 o'clock in the morning. And Randy, where the fuck are my notes? I lost my notes. All right. Apparently, I closed my notes. They're on the computer, and I printed stuff. Hi, what's up, y'all? Anyway, I've been really busy lately. Not a lot of live podcasting. Did some repeats last week. Yada yada yada. Okay. Today, I want to begin an embarkation. And I'm going to jump right into this because I got a lot to cover. I want to begin an embarkation into some analysis of some post by a guy you may have heard of. His name is Roosh. I'm not a Roosh groupie, so I can't give you this lengthy discourse about who and what he is because I'm not an internet stalker. But Roosh, essentially, as far as I can tell, he makes money by traveling around the world, writing books about it, giving speeches, and having sex with women, which, whew, sounds really terrible. I just don't know how he can handle that workload. Oh, it must be such an impoverished life this guy lives, and I'm really fucking jealous. Anyhow, I stumbled on Roosh many years ago, and I've been a follower of his blog since then. And most of the stuff he writes is pretty interesting and pretty good. I've got a couple of his books, and I will throw in a quick plug for his book, Day Game, which is about picking up girls during the day. He also has a book called Night Game, which is about picking up girls, meeting girls, fucking girls, whatever you want to call it, at night, which I assume means in like clubs and bars and stuff like that. I haven't bought that book because I don't meet women in bars at night because, first of all, I think if any chick who's in a bar looking to get laid is maybe easy, but she's not really my speed. And also because I'm simply not rich enough or good looking enough to pick up women in bars, and they're dark. I've talked about this before. I don't pick up women in dark places because the reason those places are dark is so that you can't see how unattractive the women actually are in the light. I also don't pick up women when I'm drunk, because when I'm drunk, I know this for a fact, when I'm drunk, my standards start going down really fast, because I've hit on some women drunk in the past, and then I've seen them later on when I was sober in the daylight, and it was like, oh my God, really? Jesus fucking Christ. So anyhow, I don't go to clubs and bars at night in the dark when I'm drunk and it's really loud and try to meet women because I am completely 100% unsuccessful at that. And that's what it is. So anyhow, his book, Day Game, if you're interested in meeting girls during the day, I highly recommend this book. I also highly recommend reading his blog. As we will discover as we go through these, he's a very good writer, and he is a very astute observer of the world around him, and while certainly I don't agree with everything he says, hence the reason we're going to talk about this, the thing about reading Roosh is that he's another of these people that, even if you disagree with him, which, I mean, again, you're always going to disagree with other people, excuse me, to some extent. As I've said before, if you completely agree with another person, then one of you is unnecessary. But he's a very thoughtful, observant, astute individual, and he will certainly challenge your thinking, and he will make you, you know, re-examine where you are, and perhaps even piss you off occasionally, which, again, as I've said before, getting pissed off is fucking good for you. You people need to get... This is a big problem with our society. Again, this goes back to, you know, my assertion that our entire society has reached this point where everything that happens in the United States of America is geared towards making sure that white women don't ever experience discomfort. And this is why our society is crumbling more and more and more, because, you know, when everything that happens has to revolve around making sure white women don't experience discomfort, you're going to reach this point where there's this complete disconnect from the truth, because you're just not allowed to talk about anything that might offend a white woman. And not even offend, just make her vaguely uncomfortable. You know, as I've said, you know, if a white woman feels discomfort, and holy shit, everything has to come to a fucking end. So anyhow, this is enough of an introduction. Let me get into this. Because here lately, Roosh, in the last couple of weeks, well, what the fuck, Randy, what's today? What month is it? June, thank you. Oh, actually, it's a month. So the first post that came out that I'm going to talk about, although I'm not going to talk about this one today, is he wrote a post called What is Neo-Masculinity? Which I still haven't actually read the whole thing all the way through. I've skimmed it, but it's interesting. It's fascinating. He wrote that on the 6th of May, and today is the 9th of June. In the last month, he has written a whole series of posts, which are all very fascinating. And of course, Roosh is also the originator of a post he wrote long ago, which I have referenced many times over. And if I remember, I'll post, you know, how, you guys know how that goes. If I remember, I'll post the link to it in the show notes. About, he wrote a post about how women with smartphones are incapable of love. And it was brilliant. And it was one of the first posts Roosh wrote where I was really... read this and thought, Jesus Christ, this guy's kind of a genius. Because this is all true. I mean, again, you guys out there, you know it. If you know younger girls, if they have a cell phone, they are fucking incapable of connecting with a human being in the fucking real world. If they're not staring at their cell phone, they have no fucking idea. They're in this thing, and their fucking communication skills are non-existent, because all they do is speak and text type. Okay, anyway, enough for the introductions. He's written a lot of shit in the last month, and it's really good, and he's wrong about some shit, and I'm going to tell you why he's wrong. But even when Roosh, even when he is wrong, the brilliant thing about him is that he points at important problems. He points out shit that most, I understand about, he points out shit that mainstream is never going to touch, which of course is why Roosh, another reason I like Roosh is because so many people hate him. And as I've said before, you can judge a person not just by their friends, but also by their enemies. So if you look at the quality of people who hate Roosh, it's like, yeah, that'll tell you everything you need to know about him. Anyone who is this hated by the feminist, follow him on Twitter also. I highly recommend following his Twitter feed. All right. Having said all that, let me remind you, Roosh is a statist. Now, I can say this with 100% confidence because I know for a fact from his writings, Roosh is not an anarcho-capitalist. And even though I know the femistatists want to smash the binary, it's a binary. You're either an anarcho-capitalist or you're not. There's no other thing, right? Either you adhere to the non-aggression principle and you respect other people's property rights or you don't. There is no fucking in between. So, and I don't say this as an attempt to insult him. I'm stating this as a fact. For those of you who listen to this podcast who are anarcho-capitalists like me, Roosh is not an anarcho-capitalist like us. So keep in mind that all of this is written from a statist perspective. But again, Roosh is one of these people. He shows the potential because he has the intellect that one day he could make the leap, right? He's up there in my world with Davis Aruni, who is also another really fucking smart guy. I've talked about him a gazillion times. You should be watching his videos. You should be reading his writings. You know, but he's not an anarcho-capitalist. He still clings to this need that, well, humans have to have a king to tell them what to do. And he is a supporter of the monarchy, which is fine. So he's not an anarcho-capitalist, but he's a very smart guy. And he's worth your time. Roosh falls into the same category. All right, now that I'm finishing talking about how I'm going to fucking finish the intro and fucking get to the substance, let's see if I can fucking get to the actual substance. After another drink of coffee. Okay, here we go. This is a post by Roosh. He put this out on 13th of May, 2015. And it is entitled, when I saw the title of this is when I kind of lost my shit. It's entitled, "People Should Not Be Allowed Unlimited Personal Freedom." So, you can imagine how I responded when I read that title. Woo! Especially coming from somebody I admire and respect for their thoughtfulness, for their intellect, as I do with Roosh. Okay, here we go. Let me read. "Since I was a little boy, I was taught that freedom was a quality that made America great, allowing us to say what we want and live life how we want. The merits of freedom were never up for debate, especially since the dark days of American slavery made it clear that any kind of bondage, actual or figurative..." Wait, what if it's... never mind. He said bondage. "Is any kind of bondage, actual or figurative, or in the Red Room, is the incarnation of evil itself." All right, hold on. I'm moving the microphone. Deal with it, Randy. Yes, I know. You hate when I do that because it fucks. All right. "Now that I'm older and I've been able to witness human beings living with their freedom, I've come to the conclusion that complete freedom is not a natural human state, and giving it to individuals is more harmful than not." Whoa! Okay. See, now that Roosh is older, he's witnessed human beings living with their freedom. Where has he done this at? Now, Roosh is well-traveled. Again, I haven't stalked Roosh. I haven't followed him around. He says that he's been to all these other countries. I assume this is all. I have not personally seen Roosh in other countries, but I'm going to make the assumption he's not lying about all of this. Roosh is a well-traveled individual. Far, far more traveled than I will ever be. Where exactly has he seen humans living with freedom? What anarcho-capitalist society that doesn't have a state has he visited? Oh, none, because these places don't exist. He has come to the conclusion that complete freedom is not a natural human state. Really? So when humans naturally just pop out of the womb, there's governments and militaries and we're assuming he believes in evolution, not creationism, and this will come up later because he wrote another post where interestingly enough, he wrote a post where he claims that evolution does not apply to modern humans because we have removed ourselves from evolution. Who has been saying for years that the government circumvents evolution? I wonder who's been saying that. Oh yeah, me. Anyway, we'll talk about that and how he has come to the same conclusions I've come to in the future. All right, anyway. whatever, millions of years ago, when humans were living in, you know, caves or whatever and beginning to first form language and shit. So humans popped out of the womb and there was a government and there was taxation and there were laws and regulations. There were police officers, you know, to beat you if you protested. I mean, bullshit. I don't know where he gets this shit from other than he's smoking the good stuff, but no. Now, as we go forth, we're going to analyze what Roosh is talking about when he says unlimited personal freedom. And, well, right, we'll get to this. Okay, let me continue reading. I examined this problem by asking myself the following. What do human beings typically do once given absolute personal freedom? Again, where is this human on the planet Earth who has absolute personal freedom? Show this person to me. Absolute personal freedom. And again, I'm going to be really nitpicky here because we're talking about philosophy, and when you're this is not casual conversation. So I am going to be very nitpicky of his words, just as I'm going to try to monitor what comes out of my mouth and be extremely nitpicky about what I say. Because this is philosophy, and the definition of words do fucking matter. As much as the femistatists want to say that, you know, definitions of words are the patriarchy, no, they do matter. Okay, absolute personal freedom. Roosh has never seen this in his life, because it does not exist. Anywhere you go on the planet Earth, there is a government, there is a state there, which, if you do certain things, will put you in a cage, or take your money, or kill you. I first looked at the behavior of people in America, since culturally they have the most freedoms out of any other world citizen to pursue whatever lifestyle they want. Normally when I'm reading stuff on the internet, I can make fun of people's writing styles, but again, Roosh is a very good writer, so any fuck-ups you hear when I'm reading this are probably me misreading something, as opposed to him being illiterate. Most Americans, if you give them freedom and a life without restrictions, again, there is nobody in the United States who has a life without restrictions. This is absolute fucking nonsense. There are how many regulatory agencies at the federal level, the state level, the local level? If you printed out all the laws of the land, the federal laws, the state laws, the county laws, the city laws, a life without restriction. I have no idea what he's talking about. And I do. He's speaking, again, he's not speaking philosophically and precisely. He's speaking, you know, casually and conversationally. Most Americans, if you give them freedom and a life without restrictions, will almost certainly dive headfirst into a life of absolute degeneracy and vice. By the way, let me mention, this is... God, if I could only stay on topic. This is National Worthless Degree Awareness Month. Thank you, Aaron Clary. And Worthless Degree Awareness Month is going to come to play in this discussion. That's the reason I bring that up. This is National Worthless Degree Awareness Month. So remember, buy all the young people in your life, buy them a copy of the book Worthless by Aaron Clary. It's available on Amazon.com. I don't get paid for these plugs, but I should. Okay. They will dive headfirst into a life of absolute degeneracy and vice. They will pursue fleeting pleasures of the body, including alcohol use, drug abuse, and casual sex. They will make colossal mistakes with their education that put them into debt for life because they did not buy the book Worthless by Aaron Clary. That's not in there. That's me throwing in another plug. They will seek out fame, attention, and validation instead of developing genuine skill or competency. They will permanently disfigure their bodies with tattoos and ear gauges. They will experiment with homosexuality or an artificially invented gender identity. What did I rant about on Monday? Oh yeah, invented gender identities. They will overindulge in food and mindless entertainment. They will not educate themselves unless there is a bag of money at the end of their efforts. They will lie, cheat, and rationalize the hurting of others. The more freedom you give the average person, the more they will harm not only themselves, but others who they come across. Whom they come across. Now, the only part of that paragraph I can disagree with is that all of this is a result of too much freedom. Do people do all of these things? Oh yeah, yeah they do. Darush and I agree on this, yeah. See, here's what Roosh does not understand. This is why I'm here, to enlighten all of you out there. And to drink coffee. God, I need, hang on a second, all right. What Roosh is describing, all of these things, right, the debt for life because they're stupid education decisions and the tattoos and the ear gauge, these things are not a response or result is the word I'm looking for. These are not a result of too much freedom in the sense that people are allowed to do what they want to do. These are a result of the absence, or we could say, freedom from, and in this sense, when Roosh says this is because of too much freedom, he's right. Freedom from responsibility. The absence of consequence. See, here's the problem. Now, where have you heard all of this before? Oh yeah, I've been talking about this for years, beating it over and over like a dead horse. People do all of this stupid shit because no matter how stupid you are, the state, the government, will always make sure that you have just enough to keep you alive. Why? Well, because, as I've said before, if you don't need the state doesn't need you. We live in a democracy, unfortunately. This is one thing Rooney and I agree on, is that democracy is bad, okay? All of these losers that Roosh is talking about, that he's pointing to, right, these people who are into alcohol and the drug abuse and the casual, I don't know what's wrong with casual sex, but anyway, I get his point. There's too much of anything is bad, right? The stupid education, the debt for life, all of these people, these are the dumbest people in our society. And the government needs these people because these are the people who need the government. Okay, as I have said before, if everybody was competent and had their shit together, we wouldn't need welfare. We wouldn't need all these regulations. We would not need the government. If people have their shit together, the government has no fucking legitimate reason to exist. The government breeds and encourages all of this behavior because these people need the government. These people need the government to give them the loans they can't pay back so that they can get worthless degrees. These people need the government to give them minimum wages and give them unemployment and give them welfare because nobody will hire them because they're alcoholic drug abusers who are covered in tattoos, right? These people need the government to pass laws to force other people to acknowledge and respect their artificially generated gender identities. All of this stuff Roosh is talking about is not coming from people having too much freedom. It's coming from the fact that there are no consequences to these people for doing stupid shit, because the government always comes in to save them. I go back to reading. I don't have to look farther than myself to see how damaging freedom can be. By the way, also, Roosh mentions making mistakes. Well, making mistakes is called the learning process. The more you protect people from their own mistakes. Wait, let me make sure I didn't put words in his mouth. They will make colossal mistakes with their education. I'm trying to read here. They will lie, cheat, rationalize the hurting of others. Okay, look, I've covered this before. The hurting of others. Again, hurting other people is protected by the government. Here's the really short version. In a statist society, what happens? A man goes out and rapes a woman or kills another man. What happens? The government shows up and protects him and gives him a trial and spends a bunch of money and then puts him in jail and feeds him for the rest of his life. In an anarcho-capitalist society, if a man or a woman, whatever, rapes another person or kills another person, what happens? Well, the dead person's relatives and friends come and find the killer and they kill that person. There's no government to protect them. So again, what Roosh is pointing to here is not a result of too much freedom. It's a result of freedom from consequences. In an anarcho-capitalist society, contrary to what you saw on television, people don't run down the street killing each other, because anybody who kills other humans will very quickly be killed by those other people's friends and family, and anybody who thinks killing other people is a good idea will be exterminated within the first 10 days or so. And there'll be none of these people left. Okay, the state takes away the consequences of people. Well, there's consequences. You go to prison. Oh, yeah, that's really fucking terrible. You get internet access, televisions, weight machines, food, clothing, shelter, all paid for by the taxpayers. I'm sorry, the sheep, the drones, the slaves. Okay, there are no consequences. All right, so anyway, he says colossal mistakes with his education, not colossal mistakes in general. But just keep in mind, mistakes are how we learn. Nobody should be protected from their mistakes. Now, should you be protected from colossal mistakes in education? You should. And you can get Aaron Cleary's book, Worthless, on Amazon.com in Kindle version for something like $9 and save yourself $60,000 worth of debt. But again, you have to take the fucking initiative to go and do that. The idea that somebody should... I'm getting ahead of myself. All right, here we go. I don't have to look farther than myself... I'm trying to fuck up his writing as best I can. I don't have to look farther than myself to see how damaging freedom can be. Left to my own device, without expert guidance, I picked the incorrect major in college, leading to 10 years of wasted time in the field of microbiology. Okay, so he didn't have expert guidance. The solution here is not less freedom. The question to ask is, first of all, why didn't he buy Aaron Cleary's book, Worthless? The answer is because when Roosh went to college, the book didn't exist. Where were Roosh's friends and family? And I don't know how old Roosh is. I think he's in his 30s. You know, when he existed, okay, granted, the internet, when he existed... as opposed to now, when he doesn't exist. When Roosh went to college, the internet did not exist. Okay. Well, we're now in the year 2015. There's this thing called the internet. Before you go to college, maybe you should do some fucking research. The idea that somebody should be protecting you from making a bad decision, like going to college for a stupid degree, well... I've talked at length about how colleges could work in an anarcho-capitalist society. And you can go find that podcast. If I remember, I'll put a link to it. But the point I want to get to here is you cannot, well, you can, thanks to the government, you can do anything. This idea that somebody else should be deciding for you what you should go to college for, which, and here's the thing, as we read this, you'll see that Roosh never actually says who is supposed to be making these decisions for people. Which, okay, he doesn't have to, but if not the government, who exactly is he trying to foist this onto? So he didn't have expert guidance, and he picked the incorrect major in college. Now, is this entirely his fault? No, because he's in a society where you're told, hey, look, you graduated high school, you're 18 years old, you're supposed to go to college now. This is a big, ginormous societal failing. But again, it's not because of too much freedom. It's because of freedom from responsibility. It's because of freedom from consequences. We live in a society where the banks, actually, and I've talked about the college loan process, the fact where these corporations just throw huge chunks of loans at 18-year-old kids so that 18-year-old kids can go get their fucking diplomas at these fucking colleges. Where did the corporations that give the loans come from? The state. Where do the colleges come from? The state. Who educated these kids? The state. Who educated their parents? The state. So you have this massive failure system where you take people who have no clue what they want to do with their lives and no clue about their ass from a hole in the ground. You know, we, most of us that listen to this have all been 18 at one time or another, unless you're not 18 yet. And we all know, even if you won't admit this, even if you will not admit this, you know what I'm about to say is true. When you were 18 years old, you were dumber than fuck. When I was 18 years old, I was dumber than fuck. Every human being, when they've been 18 years old, was dumber than fuck. We're dumber than fuck. We have no life experience. We're dumber than fuck. Okay? Just get it. I know you millennials out there are getting your little fucking feelings hurt. Suck a dick. You're dumber than fuck. Okay? You are dumber than fuck. You're 18 years old and you're dumber than fuck. That's what being 18 years old is. Okay? It's a state where you're dumber than fuck. And so, yeah, there's a giant, massive failure here because, again, there are no yet true consequences from going to a college and getting a fucking worthless degree. As Aaron Cleary has predicted, as I has predicted, there is the bubble is coming. It's going to burst. You think your college degree is worthless now? Wait until later on. You think you can't pay back your college debt now? Wait until later on. This is not a failure. This is not a consequence of too much personal freedom. This is a consequence of the people around you being stupid, people around you using you, people around you lying to you, you not educating yourself, and a society which has evolved this bizarre superstitious belief that 18-year-old kids are supposed to go to college. There are many, many things that can be blamed for this, but too much personal freedom is not one of them. Okay, let me continue reading. I pursued sexual vice for over a decade that was fun and exciting only for the moment, and which has left me with no more than a handful of meaningful human connections and memories that produce just as much lamentation as happiness. Okay, I can dig that. And, you know, I feel him on that, too. Excuse me. Let me just cough all over the microphone. You're welcome. Yeah, I can relate to him on that. I mean, sport fucking. And again, when you're young, I think sport fucking is good. It's what you want. It's what you're seeking. And I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong to it. As you get older, and as you realize what Aaron Cleary, who, how does his name keep coming in here? God, he should be fucking paying me, you asshole. Aaron, as Aaron Cleary says in his book, Bachelor Pad Economics, the most important thing in the world is other people. And as you get older, as you move away from being 18 and stupider than fuck, as you get older, you realize this is true. Other people are the most important thing in the world. The greatest happiness you will ever get in your life comes from being with, spending time with, interacting with other people. And so while sport fucking is certainly entertaining, and I would like to do more of it, I'm not going to lie to you, yeah, as human beings, we want, we need, we crave deeper intellectual, emotional, physical relationships with other human beings. Unless, of course, you're a sociopath or a politician, but I repeat myself. And I strained existing relations with my family and friends to nearly lose myself in third world countries where I thought I would, quote, find myself instead. It's worth stating that I do have at least an average amount of self-control when compared to my American peers. I don't abuse alcohol and drugs. I exercise regularly. I don't overeat or indulge in much entertainment. I am strict when it comes to working and reading daily. Yet in spite of that, too much freedom has hurt me greatly. Too much freedom. Wow, that's... I can't really respond to that because he's not explaining to me exactly how he's been hurt by this freedom. And again, what are the alternatives? When he says he's got too much freedom, okay, so how is he wanting his freedom to be limited? Who is supposed to limit this freedom? These are questions. I'm not trying to, these are not being lobbed as insults. These are questions I'm asking because he doesn't really address them. And I would like to respond more in depth to what he's trying to say here, but I can't because there's important information lacking. And you know, I just thought of something. I should look. I don't know if Roosh ever responds to comments on his blog, because I'm not on the blog. I'm reading this from my RSS feed. I should go look in the comments for this post and see if other people have raised these questions and if Roosh has responded to them. So I will do that after I'm finished recording this. And if there's more information there, then I will discuss that. Giving a human being freedom simply gives them the ability to choose one of many available and willing slave masters. But even worse than an actual slave who has chains clamped on his wrist, the modern human seeks out chains for both his mind and body. Okay. Yes, freedom means that if you choose to have a slave master, you get to have a slave master. You can choose that. And so what I think Roosh is saying here is that because if you give people freedom, they have the ability to choose a slave master, what we should do instead is have a society like we have now, where instead of the ability to choose a slave master of your choice, you get stuck with whatever slave master lives in the White House. Because a slave master forced upon you by the whims of other people is better than a slave master of your own choosing. And again, it also depends how you're defining slave. I mean, look, well, let me read and you'll see where I'm getting at. What happens if you give a woman freedom? She enslaves herself to her feelings. She enslaves herself to entertainment, attention from men, alcohol, food, crushing student loans she can't possibly pay back because she didn't buy the book Worthless by Aaron Clary, material possessions, and money. What happens when you give a man freedom? He enslaves himself to sex, corporate products, video games, to his own mirror image. Okay, yes, valid point. When people can do what they want to do, they're going to do something. Many times they're going to make bad choices. Again, they can make these bad choices because there are no consequences, right? You can live in your mom's basement when you're 40 years old because there's no consequences. You can create some fictitious gender identity and walk around and parade it because there's no consequences. You can take out all these crushing student loans you can't pay back because there's no consequences. Yes, if you give people freedom, many people, a vast majority, well over, I would say, 70%, will make incredibly stupid decisions. In a truly free society, in an anarcho-capitalist society, these people would do something. It's called dying. Because you see, in an anarcho-capitalist society, evolution and natural selection have not been circumvented. Again, these people are making all these bad decisions because welfare, because affirmative action laws, because minimum wage, because government jobs for people who have worthless degrees. In a free society, people who do stupid shit would die. They would not be able to feed themselves. They would not be able to clothe themselves, to shelter themselves. They would run out of money. They would fucking die. In a free society, society might have evolved differently, where families and friends put a little more emphasis on educating their children instead of just shipping them off to government schools, because of course there would be no government schools. And so perhaps 18-year-old kids wouldn't go get worthless degrees. Perhaps they wouldn't make stupid decisions. Perhaps people wouldn't be so in love with themselves. Perhaps people would not so readily become alcoholics and sink into all of this, what will I call it, all of this I'm struggling for the correct word here, because again, I'm trying to be precise. All of this non-optimal behavior. Why do so many people fall into non-optimal behavior? Well, why should I eat nutritious food? I have Obamacare. I can go to the doctor, and the doctor will give me a pill made by the pharmaceutical corporation, which is subsidized by the government, which of course doesn't have any money, but takes money away from people who actually earn money via the threat of force. And it will fix it, right? The reason all this non-optimal behavior is going on, let me just say this again, is not because of too much personal freedom. It's because of freedom from the responsibilities and the consequences of the non-optimal behavior. If there were consequences to non-optimal behavior, the amount of non-optimal behavior would decrease. If nothing else, because people who behave non-optimally would die. I know, evolution, it's all offensive. Natural selection, it's the patriarchy. You know, natural selection was invented by the patriarchy to oppress women. All of us white men, we got together and we came up, let's invent natural selection. We came up with that to keep you women down. All right, blah, blah, blah. The actions of an American today seem free on the surface in the sense that a person is allowed to leave their apartment anytime to do whatever legal action they wish. That's hilarious. Yes, legal action, there's no freedom. If you're only allowed to do legal actions, that's not freedom. But I understand that. I'm talking philosophically. Roosh is writing more conversationally. Do whatever legal action they wish, but those actions are predestined to cater to the unquenchable desires of their preferred form of slavery. They are driven every day by what they have voluntarily enslaved themselves to. And so, again, Roosh seems to be hinting, because he doesn't really provide a solid conclusion to this, but he's saying they're driven every day by what they have voluntarily enslaved themselves to. So what he seems to be saying is that what they have voluntarily enslaved themselves to is bad, therefore they should be forcibly enslaved to something that he does not describe, which is better. And again, I agree, people should be forcibly enslaved to something which is better, and that is natural selection. Again, Roosh is right. There's, in the sense that he seems to be indicating that there is always something. Well, no, that's wrong. There's always going to be some sort of outside factor, right, that influences individuals. And Roosh seems to be pointing to this outside factor, or are elements of this outside factor that I think he's pointing to when he says too much freedom. Alright, I'm going down a path that I can't really go down. Never mind. You see, again, my friends, let me remind you of something. This is why I come on this podcast and I say I'm right, and I'm always right, and I've always been right, and I will always be right. Because first of all, I can do this thing called thinking. And second of all, I have this thing called self-awareness that allows me to know when the stuff that's coming out of my mouth might not be accurate and true, and so I should shut the fuck up until I've had time to think about it and make sure I actually know what the fuck I'm talking about. Okay. Where am I? Not everyone responds to having freedom in the same way. One man will use his freedom to help his family, his tribe, and even society. He will use his time wisely to develop his mind, to study, and even improve the world by chipping at his corrupt state. Another man, however, if you give him freedom, will not act the same way if he possesses no innate defense to resist bodily pleasures, marketing messages, and cheap food stuff. He ends up serving others and harming himself or those close to him. There is nothing about that paragraph to disagree with, other than to point out that in a free society, the second person would die thanks to natural selection, because there would be no government there to protect him from the consequences of his actions. Some of you reading right now would be better off being required to follow established rules, traditional or heuristic, when it comes to how you live your life so that you reach your potential and keep yourself out of harm's way, at least until you are able to build the high wall defenses in your mind to being enslaved. I would have personally benefited from such rules, or at least a hands-on mentorship, as recently as my late 20s. While humans must make mistakes to learn, build confidence, and find their own path, it is needless to let people travel so far in the wrong direction that they either don't have the ability to return or are irreparably damaged by their grotesque experimentation. Now, can't disagree with that. Randy, where the fuck are we on time? Because we're getting close, aren't we? God damn it. Well, this is going to be a multi-part series anyway, so it doesn't matter. All right. I can't disagree with that. The only question here is, when Roosh says that young people, should have some rules, traditional or heuristic, to guide them, basically what he's saying here, my interpretation of it is, he's saying you should have some fucking guidance in your life so you don't completely fuck up. Okay? There's nothing there to disagree with. The only question is, again, the question Roosh does not answer, where does this guidance come from? The idea that this guidance comes from Obama and Congress and the Supreme Court and the EPA and the ADA and the FBI and the CIA and the TSA and all the other government organizations. This is the fucking problem. Should you have some guidance in your life? Yeah, you should. It should come from your friends and your family. But of course, your friends and your family most likely are all a bunch of goddamn morons. I mean, certainly my family didn't teach, when I was, a young kid, my parents didn't teach me shit about finances or meeting girls or getting, they fed me and they talked to me and shit, but there was no guidance. There was no, there was no education in these skills of navigating life, figuring out truth from bullshit, being a responsible person, yada, 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 fucking yada. And I think those are the sort of things that Roosh is getting at that people should get, which I agree with that point. But again, this is not because you have too much personal freedom. It's because you don't have a system around you to get this guidance and information to help you make wise decisions, because it's certainly not coming from the public schools and the government and all this other shit. Otherwise, we wouldn't be surrounded by stupid people. And obviously, it's not coming from people's family. It could come from Aaron Clary if you buy his book, Bachelor Pad Economics, and his book, Worthless. But so, yes, again, Roosh is identifying legitimate problems here. The phenomena he sees, it's there. The question is, what is the solution? It's just a matter of, and we'll finish this one up and we'll move on to the next thing in the next episode. I said this is going to be a multi-part series because Roosh has a lot of good stuff here I want to talk about. All right, I need to go. It's almost 9 o'clock. I need to go do shit. We need to go do shit. Randy, let's go do shit. I'll catch you guys on the rebound.